It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton.
Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Eric Meisner, taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again here on our broadcast this week. The familiar voice you will soon hear is that of Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter. Terry, as always, we thank you so much for taking time out and joining us once again here on Pet of the Week this week. And we thank you for bringing by a new four-legged friend, a canine friend this week. Thank you for bringing by Bruiser.
Thank you, as always, so much for having us. We have had Bruiser at the shelter since December of 2020.
Terry, Bruiser is an absolutely handsome guy. You can check out a video of him. We don't always get to say that online at our website under Pet of the Week at northwestmoinfo.com. Under Bruiser's post, you can check out both photos and videos of him. Terry, if you could tell us a little bit about Bruiser, and he kind of came into your care in a unique situation.
He did. Bruiser came to us as a rescue. There was a couple who rescued and cared for homeless dogs and took wonderful care of them. But unfortunately, one of the couple passed away and the remaining person was just unable to care for a pack that had grown to over 50 dogs. So several rescues, including Green Hills Animal Shelter, stepped in and helped out. And Bruiser was one of the dogs that came to our shelter. And he's a wonderful dog. He's maybe 5 to 6 years old. We think he might be a St. Bernard and or Boxer mix, but he's only medium sized. He's not a big dog at all.
Yeah, we were discussing that off air, Terry. Kind of when you hear that, he has some St. Bernard and or Boxer in him, you maybe think, that this dog is gigantic. There's no way I could accommodate him into my quarters. And you wanted to stress even before we got started that that's not necessarily the case with Bruiser.
No, Bruiser is not a large breed, or in the case of a St. Bernard, what would be considered a giant breed. He's truly more of a medium-sized dog. If you look at his picture, you can kind of see the St. Bernard in his face a little bit and his markings. And if you look at his tail, you'll definitely see the Boxer.
Terry, it sounds like the name Bruiser is a bit of a misnomer, too. You told me he's an absolute sweetheart in our email before the show.
He is. Bruiser is kind of a funny name for him because when you first see him, you may think he's a tough guy, but he's not. Underneath that exterior, he is just a big old softy. He loves everyone. He loves attention and being petted. He's very calm and well-behaved, and he gets along well with other dogs. So he's just a well-rounded boy.
Terry, any other things that could fit in the checkbox of Bruiser's forever home?
Well, he would love to be a part of a forever home where he could be an indoor dog, but he would also love the opportunity to have a fenced-in yard where he could run and play. He'd be great in a home with older children, and he would also be perfectly happy to share his home with other dogs.
Terry, if our listeners want to find out more or take that next step, how do they get in contact?
They can give us a call at the shelter at 660-359-2700.
And once again, we'll have more on Bruiser on our website under Pet of the Week at northwestmoinfo.com. That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter joining us once again here on our broadcast. Terry, thank you so much again for joining us here on Pet of the Week, and hopefully because of all your hard work today, we can find Bruiser a forever home.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Terry, so much for joining us here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.